While we wait for life, life continues to pass. Seneca. Hello, my fellow Stoics. Thank you for listening in to today's episode. So how do we learn to be more virtuous, especially in a world where there's not many Stoics, or at least we're not really proclaiming ourselves around town, right? It's difficult to have teachers, so to speak, who want to live virtuously and also surround yourself with people who are virtuously, who live virtuously. So how do you go about living that life, you know, and picking good friends and making sure that you are picking a good friend who can set you on the right path? There isn't exactly schools of Stoicism around anymore, at least not back when the ancient Stoics were around. So it's difficult to kind of understand or deal with how we can move throughout modern life with this thought in mind. How can I act as virtuously as possible? Who is going to keep me in check? Obviously, maybe your closest friend, if you've told them, and maybe they would be wise enough or courageous enough to kind of correct you. I'm sure we all have a friend who wants to see the best of ourselves. But an alternative that the Stoics actually did was to make the transition between theory and practice and pick a role model and imagine that they are sitting on your shoulder, watching what you do and giving you some gentle yet very clear feedback. Socrates was actually very famous, an ancient philosopher who inspired Stoicism. He said that he often heard a voice of an entity that kept him from doing wrong. I believe, we all believe that it could be a ancient or the earliest personification of our modern concept of a conscience. And so the Stoics took this advice a step further and translated it into a purposeful exercise. As Seneca suggests to his friend Lucius, to choose a suitable role model to help you out. The model sage would help strengthen that which is crooked by use of some sort of role model to help you out in life. Now, today we can choose, you know, either a friend that you know acts virtuously, obviously, but you're not around them all the time. But you can imagine them as your friend. You can see, I think something very popular nowadays is, what would my higher self want? Well, you can also believe in that. You can think that you, in 10 years, is a more wise individual than you are now, obviously. So, it's reasonable to say that your future 10-year older self would be able to give you sound, reasonable, and virtuous advice. So, with that being said, you could also utilize other role models. You can utilize modern people who you think are wise and virtuous, like Ryan Holiday, who is a modern-day Stoic, very popular from the Daily Stoic. You can use ancient people, which is, you can personify Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Cato the Younger, Seneca, Epictetus, anybody that you believe would help you, especially somebody who you identify with the most. You know, read up on these people. You know, I know that we can easily just say, oh, I like Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, though, from what we can establish from his previous writings, is that he was a relatively calm-mannered Stoic man. He was also not the fittest. He was quite frail, but he ran a lot and tended to his body as best as he could, but didn't really make that the main focus of his life. Whereas if you are somebody who loves fitness and loves that physical prowess, you could use Socrates, because Socrates was actually coined, very famous for saying, "What a shame it is for somebody to grow old and never see the true beauty and strength of which their body is capable of." He believed that you should develop your body to the best of its ability. He also went to fight for Athens, and he was a soldier as well as a philosopher. So pick and choose who you'd like that can kind of speaks to you, essentially, to where you are in life. They don't need to stick with you throughout your entire life. You can choose, for this phase in my life, this person will help me. And then the next phase of your life, this person will help me. Or you can have a team of sages on your shoulder to help you with specific things alongside your higher self. Whatever is necessary for you to keep in mind consistently that I have to act virtuously. What would Marcus Aurelius do? What would Seneca do? What would my higher self do in this situation? It's very popular with the Christian ideal of what would Jesus do? It's the same exact thing. So this is a Stoic practice that we as modern day Stoics could utilize to help us remember how to be more virtuous when we don't have our friends around, when there is nobody around to judge our actions but ourselves. If we have somebody in mind, it can remind us that even when people aren't looking who we would expect judgment to hurt the most from, like friends and family, you have to hold yourself accountable to acting and remaining as stoic as possible within whatever scenario or situation that you're in. So my fellow Stoics, I encourage you all to pick a sage to sit on your shoulders to help you remain virtuous throughout this life. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.